The Burmese democracy leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi will be honored this afternoon at the U.S. Capitol in Washington. In the audience will be several Burmese refugees now living in Utica. David Chinatry with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College has our story.
The Congress of the United States requests the honor of your presence at a congressional gourmet ceremony in honor of Aung San Suu Kyi.
With that invitation, nine leaders of the Burmese refugee community in Utica learned they would be among the lucky few at the Capitol when Aung San Suu Kyi receives the highest honor Congress can give. They are leaders of the Burmese community here, and on the eve of their trip, several gather to talk about the honor. Aung Jo Myin expects the day will be emotional for him.
If I see her personally at the event, I meet congressional gold medal, I might be crying. I mean, so exciting. I mean, this is true.
In 1988, he was a university student in the capital city of Rangoon when events changed his life and that of Aung San Suu Kyi.
And I was one of the students who, rose up against the, at the time, dictatorship and called for democracy.
The army killed thousands of students in the protests. Myin spent 7 years in prison. After his release, he joined the underground opposing the military junta ruling the country. He was eventually forced to flee to Thailand before coming to the United States 12 years ago. For Aung San Suu Kyi, those same protests transformed her from a private citizen to an international icon who has been compared to Gandhi.
She is, I would say, the only strong one who can change the country of, my country, Burma, peacefully.
The daughter of Burma's national hero, she was living with her husband in England when she returned home to care for her sick mother. The turmoil of the time quickly thrust her into politics. When her party won a parliamentary election, the military government cracked down hard, annulled the election, and placed her under house arrest for 15 of the next 21 years. In Utica, Sol Tat can barely contain his enthusiasm about seeing Suu Kyi receive her award.
I'm so honored, I'm so devoted. I mean, because of what she's doing for the people, what she's doing for the country.
Suu Tat's pride is on full display. He's wearing a white T-shirt with Suu Kyi's picture on the front.
One thing she is trying to change, all the people in country to live without fear.
Aung San Suu Kyi is able to travel now because in the past year, Myanmar, as Burma is now known, has undergone an unexpected and dramatic political change. A new civilian government has released political prisoners, ended censorship, and held the elections that gave Suu Kyi a seat in parliament. But she must tread very carefully because the civilian leaders are former generals, says Utican Saul Leclerc.
It is like a, I would say like the lip service, like a cosmetic changes.
Most of the 3,000 Burmese in Utica are Karen, Christians from the border region. The country has seven distinct ethnic groups, and the government has long been at war with several of them. Recently, Suu Kyi has called for respecting the rights of minorities. That's why Ka So Sa Win is going to Washington today.
To show that even we are in foreign land, the majority of the people from Burma support her. Because if I go there, I will put on my Karen costume to show that Karen also come to meet her, supporting her coming to the United States.
With quiet dignity, determination, and a commitment to nonviolence, Aung San Suu Kyi has become a symbol of democracy all over the world. In Myanmar and in Utica, she embodies the hopes of her people for a better future. For WRVO, I'm David Chinatry with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.